But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's judgment. For since we were restored to friendship with God by the death of his Son, while we're still his enemies, we will certainly be delivered from eternal punishment by his life. I think the next verse I want to go to finish up on, it's about time. I think it's 6, Romans 6, 1. Let's go to 6, 1 and read a couple out of there. I don't have time to read the rest of that 21 verses. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? No. And you know, I was raised up in a church that told me once I got saved, I'm okay. I can go ahead and sin. I can do anything I want to, and I'm still going to be okay. But I'm telling you, I've learned since I started reading the Word of God myself, that's very dangerous theology. It will make you sick and afflict you and kill you. And it might even take you to hell. Because when you read this here, after we look at this grace that he poured out upon us, now here I was, this rotten sinner. Now I know some of y'all weren't rotten sinners like me, but some of us were really rotten sinners. When I say a rotten sinner, no, I was never on drugs, and I didn't do the things that lots of people did. But in God's sight, I was a rotten sinner. You know, I'm thankful that I never was a drunk, I never was on alcohol, I never was on drugs. No, I never did none of those things, and I'm grateful that I never done those things. But still, I had a load of trash behind me when I got saved. Yeah. And God in his grace and his infinite mercy washed all that away and forgave me and made me clean and pure. Now then, my job with him is to stay that way. And I'm willing to say that in the process of from the time I got saved to now, there's been several little spots that I've thrown some pretty big black blobs on my white gown. Y'all know where I'm coming from? Yeah, I've missed it a few times. But Paul's telling me then, I mean, and if a preacher tells me, well, I'm just going to be okay, once saved, always saved, you can go out and do what you want to. If you want to mess around with a girl, you know, God understands, you know, you want to take a few drugs once in a while, that's okay. You want to smoke a cigarette, that's okay. You know, I mean, they tell you all this junk. Well, the Word of God says, well, then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? How do we interpret that? What did Paul say the next verse? What does of course not mean? God forbid or something like that? I mean, here we are children of the Most High God. We're supposed to act like children of the Most High God, right? We're supposed to be holy because he is holy. What does it mean to be holy? It means to live without sin. Holiness means to live without sin. I mean, I was taught in the Baptist church, there's no way I could live a holy life. As you're going to sin every day, so just get used to it. Well, let me tell you what, I found out that's not true. I can go through the day without sinning. You know that? At least in my own heart, I believe when I go through today, I'm going to do my best to walk in love with everybody, with my wife and everybody else, and believe God's word. And when I get ready to go to bed tonight, I'm just going to say, Lord, thank you. I've had a great day. I mean, Lord, thank you. And I thank you for being my wonderful God. And now, Lord, if there is anything I've done today that I need to repent of, Lord, if you'll just show it to me, I'll be happy to repent. But Lord, as far as I know, I didn't do anything that I need to repent of today. I tried to be a good boy. Do y'all see where I'm coming from? Amen. Should that be the goal of the church? Yes. Yeah, when we get at night, you know what we should have to say every night when we go to bed? Good night, Lord. I had a wonderful day with you today, Master. Amen. And then turn over and lay down and get a good night's sleep. Wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you. I expect to have another good day with you today. Praise your holy name. I know you bore my sickness and removed my disease, so I'm healed today. I'm going to walk in divine health. Just like you said, there ain't going to be no sickness coming to my house. Amen. I am healed because you said it. I mean, if you went to that cross and did what Matthew 8:17 says, and that's another scripture that almost nobody believes. Matthew 8:17. Well, look at that, and then we're going to quit. Matthew 8:17. Look at this. Matthew 8:17. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through Isaiah, who said, he took our sickness and removed our disease. If you've repented of every sin and you've repented of every sin, then he took your sickness and removed your disease. So there ain't no use in you and him both having it, right? Not at all. But you have to believe that. You have to believe that. He's a faith God. So you wake up in the morning and say, oh. And like Weston told me a while ago, he said, boy, I've had awful pain and it almost, I forgot what he said, something about it almost took me to death or something like that. I forgot what he said. But I said, what?
My knees are killing me.
Yeah, that's what he said. My knees are killing me. I said, what? You know, that's just like God. He puts it to the test just before he does his work to find out if we really believe him. You know, I remember whenever John Osteen, their daughter, was born with a physical problem. And John was a Baptist preacher. And he began to learn these things from God's word. And it was coming, they had made an appointment to have their surgery done on their daughter. And John's learning the truth about, I got to trust God. But God, that's my daughter. She's sick and she's got this problem. If I don't have this surgery done, she's never going to get well, the doctor said. But God says, trust me, John. Trust me. Oh, he's got a written word that says, trust me. But he's looking at the real facts. Oh, God, trust me? But Lord, trust me? Oh, you know how hard it is, especially when it's one of your children? So anyway, it comes the day for the surgery. And they've agonized. And he says, honey, we're going to trust God. We are not going to take our daughter to have that surgery. God made us a promise in his word. We're going to trust him for the complete healing of our daughter. The next morning they woke up, and guess what? The daughter was healed. Isn't that something? And that little girl, of course, she's a grown woman today. She's been totally, completely healed ever since. What happens? God is putting you to the test to find out, are you going to trust me? It's like the girl that had the breast cancer, and it eat through her blouse. She wouldn't tell nobody she had breast cancer. She had repented of every sin, but she didn't understand all these principles. I saw her on TVN one night, and she said, I had this breast cancer, and it was eating through my breast, and it was bleeding, and I had pads and everything. And said one night, a friend of mine, a lady friend, looked over, and my blouse somehow had come down a little bit, and or it bled through the whatever. And she said, you got blood on your breast. And she said, oh, my goodness gracious. And she said, what's wrong with you? You cut yourself, or what'd you do? And she said, well, I have breast cancer. And she said, and it's bleeding through? And so she jerked her blouse open and looked in there and said, my gosh, we got to get you to a doctor. You got to have surgery. She said, no, I'm a Christian. I'm going to trust Jesus. So the woman thought she was crazy. So she went to her pastor and told her about this woman. And the pastor came and tried to get the woman to go to the doctor and have surgery. And she says, no, I'm going to trust Jesus. Though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. She said, I was hurting so bad in the middle of the night. I got up and I'm walking around saying, Lord, I am at the end of my rope. I can't stand this pain anymore. But even if you kill me, I'm going to die trusting you. I am not going to that hospital and have surgery. And she said, this glorious being appeared before me, looked me right in the eye and said, my daughter, I have put you to the test and you have now passed your test. I'm now come. And he reached over and laid his hands on her breast and she was instantly made whole. I saw that woman give that testimony on TVN several years ago. And I thought, wow, you talk about faith and trust, and it is written that woman had it. At that time, I didn't have that much. But I do now. But I didn't have then. You know how hard it is to trust God when you're hurting? Yeah, you know, don't you, Weston? You do, sure. But I know, too. I've been there and done it. Many of us have. But if we trust him, what will he do? If we get rid of our sin, and of course some of us, our sin is unbelief. You know, some of us fail to say, Lord, I repent for my sin of unbelief. But if we repent of our sin of our unbelief, say, Lord, remember that I'm just dirt. I'm just flesh and blood. I'm standing on your word. And your word says I'm healed. So I believe I'm healed. Now I'm going to go do what a normal person couldn't do. I'm going to do it because I'm healed. And when you walk out in faith, it's just like the woman up there in wherever it was in Grand Rapids or wherever we were that had been down for 7 years, and Cheryl and I prayed for her, got all of her sins taken care of, and then Cheryl said, let's get her up. We got this woman up, and she couldn't take a step of no kind. So I'm trying to get her to, I'm shaking her, doing everything, get her to move a little, twisting her body. Finally, take a few little tiny steps, and she gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. We get over to the edge of the place where they go up the ramp there, and I told her, I said, you're okay, you're healed. I said, you can walk. And Cheryl said, well, I'll go ahead and take her to the top. And so that young man that was behind me, I thought he was an usher or whatever, but anyway, he grabbed her. And he said, I'll take your place, sir, if you go back and pray for people. And so I go back and start praying for people. And in a minute, I hear this screaming and hollering. And I look up, and Cheryl and that woman is running out the back door of the church. I mean, that woman was completely healed. And everybody was watching that, just screaming as that lady goes out. She was only able, after we prayed for her, to walk just teeny tiny steps. But the more she walked, the greater her strength, until she became totally, completely normal. And why don't these things work for everybody? Because we're living in some kind of a sin. We have a sin in our life, and maybe unbelief, but there's a sin. When we get rid of our sin, the promises of God will work for you, I guarantee. Wow. Wow. Well, Father, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that you're a mighty God. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And Lord, nothing is impossible with you. You're such a mighty God. Lord, we praise you, we worship you, we thank you, we love you. Now, Lord, we thank you for the challenges that you give us in the days and weeks and months ahead. Because, Lord, there's some awesome things happening on this earth. And, Lord, wow, help us to be on fire for you, leading as many people as we can into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Are Yours, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.